the Shach, according to this Marshal, I wasn't sure what to do with this Marshal, what exactly this Kiddush is. So the Taz quotes this Marshal before in Sadi Dalin, a little bit, a little more barichus. And there's a machlokes in the Chavos Das and the Prima Gavim, how to understand the Marshal. So let's just go back to that Taz for a second. So the Taz is in Sadi Dalid, Yud Dalid. I don't want to revisit everything over there. That's the Taz. So the Taz talks about Dover Gush. Right, so Techa Dvorim, he quotes this Marshal. Just read the whole piece of Marshal. The first piece is about Dover Gush. It's not really what we want to talk about right now. The Shaykh, right? That's the right one, right? Them hey. Okay. She clichy alabama and verroita, but hold over a dog. Fine. Mushumahoki, etc. Dear, the Dirkin Ari is Gamkin. Akashanisuru Mikdera Lasekka Ora. Cause Mancha Yatsa lettuce boy, Henke Kirishan. Now, if you your boss, you Sheim. A calf ben yorma mi bosser. Hadurchen bulua mecholov o yipcho. So his example again, you have this millet or oriz which is has milk in it, and you put a calf ben yorma into it. Nesar Michael mishum bosser becholov. Again, his kiddush is that's a dover goosh. Emo to klisheni, it's still asks. We got Nesar Akaf. So the calf becomes Osir because it's Mavli into the calf. And now this calf is Basa Becholub. You put that calf into something else, it answers it. Inami ima calf shall Isir. If the case was a calf shall Isir, not Basa Becholub, so the Doichim was Heter. The calf had Isir blue in it. Nesar Doichim Mibli is Isir it's a bliya. Even though there's no roitav, it asks it. There's not a big pot of roitav over here. It's dried out. But if the case was that the daichin or the uriz wasn't it just had a bliya viser. Lo nesar akaf b'lo roitav mi'acher shemaychol en osim achmas atzmai. But if it's just a bliya, then it doesn't ask. So the shaila, he said it over the case where you had the ariz or doichin, which is b'lua mecholov. He says it's going to ask her. Then he says, but if it's b'lua, it doesn't ask her. So, what's the difference between the two cases? So, there's two approaches. So, Prima Gaurim says, so in the Mishpat says, Mashahebi midiri yamsha sharma begin nosha simim dalit, year of the farish hachi. That the case was, Uriz v'dorich and sheesh b'chol of mamish, it means it was cooked with milk. So, that's not called a bliya. That's called it was cooked, that's called there's milk in there. Ubalua shkiris lishan lashan hu. Lashan balua mechalav is shikid lishna. Just he, we talk about blias, blias, blias. He said the word blua. It doesn't really mean blua. He means it's mamish milchik. A calf nesu mina mamish. So there's milk there. So the calf now absorbs the milk. A calf maflit. The calf maflit balua below raitav. So and the calf will be maflit. It's blia, even though there's not raitav there. It's not liquid. It's just a solid. Of a Michael Blua, Rak Blua Mechalov, then it ends over a Blua Mechal, Yotzibla Reutze. If it just had a Blia, which means you had something milchic which touched the Deichen and it absorbed time from the Cholov, that's a different ballgame. That situation, so you want the calf, which is going to have to be maflit bosser into the time and then be nivla back in, that it can't do. Shemocha kaver anasa ben yarmim mit chivazu. But the Michael itself is osur because the kli is mafwitz. But it wouldn't absorb back into asur the kli, that the kli should then asur a different kedera. That's how he's mekalek. So the case over here with Mashal, the way he understands the case was, when he loves Lashon over here, it was glua mecholov. It doesn't mean it had a belia. It means it had, you took it with milchix. So there's actual kolov in it. That's how Prima Gadim learns. Okay. So then the main point of the first half of the Mashal is on a Kiddush. Right. What the Marshal trying to Mekadosh is even though taking the cliche, he can do this. Right, it wasn't our topic until now. We had that before. But then he's saying in a Chanami, in a case where it was blua from Cholov, which means it absorbed the Tam Cholov as opposed to actual Cholov. So then the kli can be maflet and asir cholov, but it cannot be beleya. You're talking about it's in a klisheni. That much kayach to be maflet, but bliya kachas it doesn't do. Even though it's a kli, so it doesn't have a kayach of bishul of klisheni, so it can't be maflet, but bliya kachas. So it can't be maflet the tam boser, and then absorb back the tam boser of cholov, that it can't do. The problem with that is so now what would the status of this spoon be? Right? So just hash out the status of the spoon. So we're going right now, he's going on the tzad that Mashal Dabragush has a din like Chirish. So the Daichen, right, Uchara should have a kayak to be Mavliya. So he's saying that the Michael Deichen, even though it's a class of Dinamo Kirishan, the Gabi is Din, the Mice, it's only Blua, so it cannot be Maflit from the Blia into the Kli, which is our Din over here, that we're saying that Dover Blua, even though we're Maflit, we don't know if there's any Shaman in a Kachish, but the Gabi Blia as we done is a Kachish, so it's not going to be Maflit into the spoon. The Tom Cholov that it has. If it would, what would its status be? So it's a Klimisha, it can be Maflet Mavliya. If Davar Gush has a Kayach of Bishul, so when you down the Kara, the spoon, the case with the spoon had been Yerba Tom of Flashes in it already. It can be Mavliya, if we Davar Shalmein. Let's say give a vli into the kli. If you hold it, Davar Shama goes into the kli, which that's not so clear. But let's say it can give a vli into the kli. A tam cholov. It's not a basim cholov. It's ben yom of basim and yom of cholov. But it's not basim cholov. First of all, making a din of basim cholov inside of a kli, we said you don't do because that's not their official already. The Tipper Gavin said. And second of all, you would need a kayak of the Davar Gush would have to have a kayak of the Mavashal to carry the Basa B'chol. So it's Balua from, at worst it would be Balua from Cholov. It was already Balua from Basar Ben Yaima, and now it would be Balua from Cholov Ben Yaima, but it's not Basa B'chol. Now if you stick into the next pot, it'll be Mafla to Tom Rishon of Basar, and it'll be Mafla to Tom Shani of Basar and Cholov of Basachas, and they're going to cook in the pot. So I don't know what the din of that is. We had before was mashma that you couldn't put the spoon into the next pot because it'll create Basar and Cholov. So vice versa, even though it's coming out as a Tom Shani. But as it's coming out of Tom Shani, the two Tomim are meeting there in the pot, and they're talking going to create Basar B'cholov. That was a commander before. That's how people got to move. Yeah. But people got to move this marshal over here was that it was Blua from Cholov Mamish, but it had him Blua from just the Tom Cholov. It's haka wood nasr. Chavis das doesn't look like that. Chavis das introduces a whole new thought process. So take a look over here at the Chavis Das in Tesvov. Sadi Dal Tesvov. So he reads the Marshal. That the Marshal is differentiated between the case of Basar and Cholov and a case of a Blia of Isser in the Kaf or a Blia of Isser in the Tavshal. That's the so, but he's reading in a kafshal iser nes if kafshal iser neser adoicher mablias iser clear to baracher aloyse tafshal neser kar blia loy neser hakaf loy reitzer but the blia in the Michael doesn't answer the kaf. But in a case where it would be baser and cholov, what else? Okay. Ein Taz, Pinya Dalad, the BBC brings the first part of this of a heter. Then Oy Kosa, two lines in. Veshem Rashal, Shem Akaf Ben Yoimah, Mi Boser, Medeichen, Balua Mecholov, Dineser Akaf. So he learns Balua Mecholov means, not like the Rima Gadol, it means Blias. So it's not different between the case where it was cooked with actual milk and a blias tam cholov. And now we're going to answer the blias tam cholov is going to get nesser from the calf. So not only is it answer the Michael, but the nesser a calf. But bishari sir would be mutzer a calf. Shum dein belber belua yotze bela reita. So now the chare kasha that im ken af bosim cholov am ayaser a calf. So how does the tam cholov in the case of the given cases there was a blia of cholov in the daichet, the calf is flashing, and the calf is now going to come bosa b'cholov. So how's the calf going to come bosa b'cholov? We're going to say that the blia in the daichet goes into the calf. So how does that happen? You're saying if there be isser in the maichol, the calf would become mutter. Because blia doesn't go out for the right, so the calf doesn't absorb. But in a case where the calf is fleishig, it'll absorb the tam milchik and become basar b'chol. Says I don't get it. Which is when he reads down, that's what he reads, right? Then taka, what's the pshat? The circle of the server, the called over habom he basar b'cholov, ki basar b'cholov that nina le. So he's going to take that swar of the shach. That's something we started out as baser and cholov. Even you only have afterwards one of the tomim, because the other one's pogim over here. But it was the case of the shach. That's okay. Now, the zushtal to the case of the shach is a bit, is not, you know, there was already busted b'cholam, and then you're theoretically only taking one time bite or that asers. He's learning some other way. Okay. But so kim shenas and avela, av shatam abos harlech b'loy cholov, yigayin cham b'cham oyser, k'mo shekos of a shach, kufay, so katnyo zayin, shekhan amir dover, habluo mi b'osu b'cholov, ki b'osu b'cholov, dini nolay. Okay. B'tamatsu b'lechul gam kein oyser. So, the flesh of the tam comes out of the spoon. The milk of the tam is in the doichim. So that it could do. So now the doichim becomes basa b'chol. But now we got a problem. What goes back into the spoon? But the bliya of cholov can't go into the spoon. But the bliya basar, I don't know, he seems to hold, could go back into the spoon. I don't know why, that's true. Right? Because that's where it came from. So the doichin is nas in the baler. So the doichin is basa b'chala. No. The doichin has tam cholov in it. The kaf has tam basar in it. Now the kaf releases its tam basar into the doichin. So now the doichin has tam basar and tam cholov in it. So it becomes basar b'chol. And now comes so now the doichin is basar b'chol. So zok the chavos das the same way the shach said before when you had basar b'chol. Now this is the mashal. I don't know how it works in the mashal, but I don't know. But this is what he wants to say, right? The same way the shach said before. That when you have basar and cholov, and only the tam basar can be niflat because the other one was pogum, or because ein bliya yotzei, it's still asur is the next one alt basar b'cholov. So if neither the tam basar nor the tam cholov can go out, but the tam doichin goes out, it's also basar b'cholov because nasa nevela. That's what he's being mechad.
Only because of kanam shari zur. The doichin is not basar, it's not cholov. So for it to become iser, for the doichin to become iser, we're saying that basar cholov asur the doichin. That's what the shach always calls shari zur, because it's not hetter.
Right.
So why is it any different than the iser than the nivlan than the shach's and government?
So he's making the doichin basar cholov.
The Bosh Bechol of Asher Bodechen requires Kanam Shaisa, according to the Shach. Yeah, but now it's Asher Bodechen. That the Shach holds the Shaisa.
That's included in the Kanam of Bosh Bechol.
What does that mean? Why is the Dechen become Mr. Dechen? Dechen is not Bosh Bechol.
There's a Harus of Bosh Bechol, then
the Kanam of Bosh Bechol becomes the Bechol. The Bosh becomes the Bechol. Not the Dechen.
That's the sugya. Oh, really? So, from Aaron, that's all I used to say, that eight moles of kasha, same moles of raya, and dry moles of your side. So, Dad, we're holding by eight moles so far at this point in time. Not same old yet, not dry mold. You know, I see that I'm right because the Kamsa says it, it's not a riot, you know. Okay, sorry, that's right, okay, yeah. So the Prima Gadol's Mahalach is excuse the pun, is digestible. Right? Shabbos Das's Mahalach is a very bechidish. A lot of chidushim over here in what he's saying. But the worst part is he's saying it in the Mashal. And this whole Mahalach of the Shach was coming to argue in the Mashal. Right? That. But I want to add one kinesh to him, which he doesn't say what I'm saying. So the Maisa for for Ashkenazim, we hold Misechen Amishar Isurim. So the Derechen is Isur now. Now it's Basur B'cholim. It's Isur. Right? So the, now the Derechen is Isur. Right? So the Derechen is Isur. It was Belayit in the Meila. I don't care what it was Belayit. So now I have the new question. So, and now I go back to that Shach. Change the scenario. I read, not Basur B'cholim, right? I have something which is Nasas Nevela, it absorbed Nevela Ma. And now that thing touches something else. So the Bli is not Yotze below Reitzev. So the Nevela is going to stay behind in the Chaticha, but the time of the Chaticha will go right. So again, so according to the way the Mashal learns, the Chara, that shouldn't be Yotze. That was the Shach was arguing on. The Shach is arguing the Mashal. According to that Shach, the same way you say, once Basar B'chol becomes Basar B'chol, even though the Chol stays behind, the Basar is Isser and goes right. L'didan, the Widan Shari Surim like that, so the Bliya should go weiter. So maybe that's what he means, but again, but to say it in the Marshal is very difficult. Say the Marshal. Okay, so I think that at this point in time we'll be more comfortable learning like the Prima Godim. That the case of the Marshal, which I thought yesterday when I was reading it, the Dovi asked me about, you know, being Bliya. So I said, no, the case was there was actually milchitz in it. His mama should cook the milchitz. I didn't say it because how do I know that? Now I remember why I thought that, because it's not going to like that. That's what he means. Okay, so that's pshat in that. We'll assume that that's pshat in the Marshal. Good to Kasher. Yes, it's a good Kasher. Do you follow that conversation? Okay, so the Dabar is asking like this. We say Nasdevel B'Shar Yisur. Okay, so we're learning over here, Sif, you know. Hey, Bob Zion Hess, you know. So I have X as the Isser, I have Chaticha A, Chaticha B, right? So we're doubting that the Bliya doesn't go out from A to B because it's a Bliya of X unless it's Shomet, etc. Okay, beautiful. I have a stupid question. I have a real stupid question to ask. We all have Mabashari Surim. So according to Mechaber, this is a question. You know, Mechaber is very nice, everything is wonderful. But the Ramah doesn't jump on this Mechab, right? So X is Nevela, Kochush, right? So it goes into A. So A now becomes Aser, Nas Nevela, right? So now A touches B. So you say, well, the Tam from X can't leave A and go to B. Who cares? But A is now Nevela, because it's Nas Nevela. Because Eina Nesher Yotze Vaiter, right? That's very. So how do they do those Dinim Shnim? So. Mamon Shach. If it's a Dover Shaman, Takash is the next one. So what's the case? It's a kachush. So kachush ashes today in the tefillah, mikra din. We're makra, maybe it's ashing the whole thing. That Tosfos tells you, sir, you don't say chinas nevela on part of an item. You don't say chinan on a layer of the veil, right? So mela, that's one. But the more basic asher is Tosfos holds the core for this yisoid. That the Nesser can't oyster more than the oyster is mamash from this case. So why is not a pirch on the shach? Let's flip it around and say it that way. Tosfos's case was a gidon osher and an osher kedei netila. For Tosfos kasha, let that kedei netila become the veiler and osher the next piece. And for Tosfos, no. Since the bliya can't go weiter, the Nesser, because of the bliya, can't osher. even though Chetikal Nasa is Nevela. So this is the biggest right to the story that we're saying, right?
The Shach admits that even the case of Basra Bechala, he still says not called Nesar Machmas Atma, even though it's Chanan and the Basra itself is Isser. He says not Nesar Machmas Atma, and therefore we don't have to be Machmer on the Inon of the Kid.
Right.
He's saying there's a difference between Nesar Machmas Tavarak and Nesar Machmas
Atma. So the Shach came along and said, I have a case where even though the Bria can't go by here, it can go by here. The answer, the Shach only said that by Basra Bechala. We're there, Mikar Din, the Basra becomes the Catholic of the Yisrael. So on that Din of Basra Bechalov, then we say, you know what, the Bliya can't go by, that's irrelevant to me. I don't need the Bliya to create Yisrael anymore. Because the Basra became part of the Yisrael. By Shari Surim, the reason why it's not so little is because there's a Bliya in it. And once that's true, because there's a Bliya in it, the Bliya can't go by, then the Taka becomes Yisrael Nasa Nevela, vis-a-vis what's Vaita. So even though we're saying that there's a nas in the middle by Shari Surin, it's not Basra Bechalov is different according to the Shach and everything else. Basra Bechalov, because the Basra is be'etzem a chelik of the Yisur, so the Bliya is irrelevant, the fact that the Bliya can't go by. But by Shari Surim, the reason why it's not from the Vela is Kolzman has the Bliya, you need Shisha Kerek and the whole Chaticha. Because the whole thing Chaticha becomes Yisur. But once you can remove the Bliya, because then the Bliya can't go by there, even the Shach agrees that the next thing is not going to be problematic. So then I'm stuck. I don't know what the Chavazah is talking about. That's Thomas' question. With a little more of a pazir. Okay, let's go right through. Let's do Ches. So, you can't learn the Pshat in the Chavazah. It means it's not in the Vela, it's a different Shari Surim. Right, so that's Thomas' question. So you have an answer. I don't have an answer. Okay. So, okay. Ches. So kulya is your kidneys. So the kidneys are mutter to eat, but the kidneys have two problems on them. Or a few problems on them. The chaylev akloyus is it's chaylev deraisa. It's a chi of chorus, so you shouldn't eat that. Between the chaylev and the kidney, there's a krum. There's this membrane, which also has chaylev in it. The chaylev of the krum is considered to be halacha, is considered to be kachush. The chaylev on top of it is shomei, assuming the animal is shomei. But the chaylev of the krum is considered kachush. There's also one point where there's a fatty layer which goes into the kloyus itself. That's not the raisa. So the Mora says you have to take that out. You don't have to get every single mashua of it out because it's not the raisa. So that we're not worrying about right now. Kuyash tzol b'chalba. So they didn't remove the chaylev. So the chara, you did tzli with chaylev in it. You should either aser if it's shaman, aser gnichishin, aser skuloi. If it's not shaman, it should aser kenetila. The loch is only sell kene klipa shakrum mafsik. So the only aser is kene klipa. Because the krum, the membrane, prevents the chaylev from being nivla into the kulya. But the krum itself is problematic. But the krum itself is a tam kochish. So for that, the Makarba says for that is klipa is enough. Now some learn the klipa here is lav dafka. Simplest way to learn the Makarba means klipa means natila. Okay. That's an argument. I mean, if it's considered kachish, which it is, I mean, someone's considered kachish, so it'll go in. But the amount, I don't know. You have shishim connected the amount by the tefillah. Maybe you will. I don't know. But then nothing will be also. If you don't, you need to connect the tefillah mikra din. So it spreads throughout the Kedah Tzila equally. So it's not in a klipa. There's neither din of it's bought the Bashisha, it's not bought the Bashisha. So there are more of a Yeshayser. That this you said of the Gemara, that the Krum is Mafsik, is different truths in the Gemara. And so according to what this Yeshayser, we're assuming that the Gemara fell off of that teretz. Okay, noigim ben l'shanis. We did a kashar chayla v'nitzlim a baser, so it's like chayla, which is roasted with a baser. So you'll we'll be cautious that it's shomein, it goes in, which you don't have. In this bashulkach, if you cooked it together, so kulya nas is nevela, but shishik kuneged kula. So we have pasul. This is the regular din of iser davik. So when you have an iser and a heter which are davik together, you cook it together. So we assume that the ma'aser bishul absorbs tam from the iser into the heter by itself. The heter doesn't have shishik, and it becomes nevela. Now you need shishik kuneged the heter also. You say Ketikonas is the veil. What's the lamdas? We're two lamdas in over there. Either because at some point in the cooking process, the two of them will be outside of the water, not in the rites of together. So at that point in time, it's just the Isser and the Heter. Or because the fact that they're dovik each other allows the tam to be spashed more directly into the Isser dovik. But back in Sadi Beis, when we get to Sadi Beis, we'll see that case. Okay, the wood in Bikrum Shal Yaseris. So the Yaseris is the diaphragm, which is the muscle layer which is between the lungs and the abdomen, right under your ribs. That's what helps you breathe. It goes up and down. It's a diaphragm. Right under the diaphragm is Kalev, which sits on the covet. The Torah calls Yaseris a covet because it's right next to between the covet on top. And the ray on top of the raya going downwards, raya yaseris kaveh. So there's Caleb there. So that krum, because it's the layer of the krum facing towards the kaveh, the layer of the krum facing to the raya is not a problem. There's no Caleb there. But the Caleb of the krum facing towards the kaveh, that krum which is lays, it's actually attached to the yaseris. Not to the Caleb. It has the same thing over here that we it's considered if you would roast it, we're macro that it's not mafsik, and that Melo the Yaseris would be Nassar from the Caleb. And you would need Shishim connected to the Caleb, which you don't have. So you would answer the whole thing together.